our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and we're going to be reading from verse 1. Let's put our finger there and let's go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, we are in our School of Prophetic Imagination over at Online School of Prayer. And today we are in episode 2 of Prophetic Imagination. And today we pick up where we left off from the writings of the pen of Moses on his account on how God began to create. In our first time around, we learned that the word beginning means time. In the kingdom, time is based upon the thoughts of God to create a desire. And in that place where the thoughts of God begin to roll together as one, it's there that what God thought became things, and things became cargo, and cargo began to reveal the beginning of the kingdom. The word beginning not only means time, but it also means a place. And in that place, there was a moving of the thoughts, the shaking of the head of God to create. And Moses began to write that the word God is Elohim, which means covenant. And in that place, this word God or Elohim, who is a covenant God, also means the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So at the pen of Moses, it was the beginning of the moving of the thoughts as one. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit begin to come together with one desire to create. And in this word Elohim, we see the distribution of who God is by the taking out of who they are, parts of their nature. And they begin to distribute parts of their nature to the forefront, to the right, to the left, and from behind. And they would distribute their names in four, or distribute their nature in four different areas around them, and out of those areas to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, a circular motion of who they were begin to distribute, begin to multiply even more out of themselves. And we learned that all of the parts of the nature of the distribution of who they are, they would give a name. For example, out of Elohim, the O came the name Omega, or the very end of what they desired to create. The end of the scroll would be the revelation of who God is through Omega, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And out of Elohim came the name Alpha, which is the beginning. So they would look from beginning to the end. And through the name El, there would be other names such as El Elyono, Adonai, El Shaddai, and so many more. And the reason why they distributed them themselves and gave that part of the nature of who they are a name, so that whatever creation desired, they would know God through that name. Moses said, "Who do I say sent me?" And he heard a voice say, "I am that I am." Yet it was through the revelation of his pen that he had a revelation of the Trinity. And John the Revelator in John 15 had another revelation of the I am that I am. Jesus said, "I am the vine." So all of the names of God representing the nature of God are the true portals of the kingdom, the true entrances and exits, the true doors, the true gateways. Not people, places, things, not what you taste, not what you touch, not what you see, not a dream, not a vision, not a prophecy, not a forthtelling, not a foretelling, not a decree, not a declaration. Those are all overflow because the true portals and gateways of the kingdom are the names of God. And every name is a covenant name, blood covenant, because whatever comes to know a name is joined together as one through blood, water, spirit. In 1 John 5, we see that these three things bear witness on the earth, that reveal the course of God, that reveal the way of God, that reveal the will of God in the earth. Not faith, not the fruits of the Spirit, not the gifts of the Spirit, but blood, water, spirit. All the others are an overflow of the foundation of blood covenant. All of the names join together as one. And when there's a joining together as one, blood creates in secret. Blood shapes in sacred. Secret blood molds in secret, blood cuts in secret, but blood is the door that extracts the nature of God and opens the door to reveal the Father. That's why the Father is life. Jesus said, "I've come to give you life," or the Father. It's the Father who does the work through me. So life is revealed by a person. That's why the Father is the fruit of the branch of righteousness. Not love, not joy, not peace, not temperance, meekness, self-control, faith. Those are overflow of the blossom of the Father on the vine. And it's in that place that blood reveals life or the Father. And he does it through the Son, but it's the Holy Spirit who testifies of the Father, because the Holy Spirit can only testify of one thing, which is blood. That's why Jesus came dipped in blood. That's why Jesus is our blood covenant, because in him he carried all of the names or the nature upon him. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," or all of the names. They were storehouses that stored all of the supply of the kingdom and all of the supply of the nature of God. And he not only carried them in him, but he carried them upon him. And at any given time, the kingdom could be distributed through the extraction and the expression of the Father. Well, in today's time, of course, there's so much more in that first episode. If you missed it, you can go back and get it. Wherever you're listening to this from, there is a link that you can do that, or just use the free register button at Online School of Prayer. So out of all of the names, the root word to El, when you get down to the bottom of the name, the root word is Ayil. Ayil. It's the Strong's word H352. And this word Ayil means a ram for the tabernacle, a ram as food, a ram as sacrifice, a ram that represents the pillar, the doorposts, the jams. It's a mighty tree. It is a word that represents strength. It's a word that represents support. It's a word that represents a strong tree. Now, if you want my notes, you are more than welcome to sign in to Online School of Prayer and request a library card for my notes, and I will email them to you. But what is so interesting to me is that in the name Ayil, a ram is revealed. Here's how it works. The horns of the ram in the Hebrew Genesis lexicon describes them as curved and twisted. It's from the idea of rolling to construct an architecture or what is surrounding both sides. Now let's go for a ride. In prophetic imagination, remember, imagination is what God used, Elohim, rolling the thoughts together as one in blood covenant. Any thought that exalts itself against God just simply means it's not one in rest. It's not one in covenant. It's not one in righteousness. So a ram has horns that is twisted, and a horns that is the work that rolls. I remember seeing one come out in my yard, and everyone stopped to look at it because each horn that came out, it looked like a tree literally sitting on each horn because of branches came out, and it was an amazing scene to see. Because it's the ram that the horns are used as a doorway or a column. The Hebrew concordance uses the idea of a frieze, F-R-I-E-Z-E. And I had to go and look that up. And when I found the word and discovered the meaning of the word, it means to project an image through the horns. Isn't that good? So here we see, in the beginning, God, our Elohim, took out of himself all of the names of who he is. And now we're learning that with those names comes an image of that name. And it's there at the very root of the word Elohim. The word ram is used as food. And the purpose and the work of the ram between the horns, between the antlers of these horns, the ram projects the image, and the ram projects the name of the nature of Elohim. And the way and the course of this image is downward. And the name and the image represents a window. I will open the windows of heaven. Isn't that good? And Jesus said that his meat is to do the will of the Father. Remember, the will of God is to reveal blood covenant. And Jesus, his meat is to be that ram. And out of the ram, the projection of the names of God and the image of God through the head. So in the beginning, there was a rolling of the thoughts. There was a shaking of the head of the names and the images of God, going downward but around in a circular form. In fact, when you study the way that the river moved in the Garden of Eden, they went forward in a circular motion and they parted in four heads. So we say in our limited thinking, to the north, to the south, to the east, the west, we leave it right there, but it's a circular motion or a distribution of what comes out of those four directions. That's why the seer anointing is blood covenant, but that's why the seer anointing is to see through the portals of the image of the nature and the names of God, because it's only the nature of God that the Holy Spirit takes of to open the eyes to see. Isn't that good? I love bringing to you these messages. So when you look at in the beginning, God created, and there was a moving of the thoughts, that's why the word beginning means Rosh Hashanah or Rosh, where we get the word Rosh Hashanah. Remember, I told you that every feast and every festival is actually the habitation of God and how He is revealed as our Elohim out of all of the names and nature of who He is through building an altar. Every feast is how we build an altar to grow in the habitation of God's fullness in our lives. So in the beginning, the head or Osh or Rosh, Roshe, is the word beginning. Time began by the unveiling of the ram's head, the moving of the names of God, the moving of the images of God, and how they are projected. What's so interesting about this word ram is not only food for all that is hungry and thirst to let them come to Jesus, the perfect lamb who became our ram, our trespass offering, our burnt offering, our sin offering, our peace offering, our thanksgiving offering. That he became that perfect sacrificial ram born as a lamb. And it's through these horns that are twisted, these horns are hollow. And these hollow horns is what uses the extraction of what is projected to become the anointing. What a beautiful picture of the helmet of salvation. What a beautiful picture of the mind of God. Our Elohim, what a beautiful picture of the glory that Jesus carried and walked in. What a beautiful picture of how the angels around the throne, no wonder they constantly move in a circular form, crying out, "Holy, holy, holy," because there's more than just four faces of God. There is an unlimited, unshakable, unmovable, immeasurable, omnipotent amount of the nature of God that begin to move the thoughts, shake the head, to reveal the beginning of the portals of the kingdom. Isn't that good? I love bringing these messages to you today. And as we look closer at this particular message, you know, we think about the sound of the shofar and the blowing of the shofar. But see, the blowing of the shofar is to release the image and the name, the nature of who God is. Into the earth, in the beginning, God provided a ram. In the beginning, the ram begin to open the windows of the names and the images of who God is. It's called the horns work of the ram. And there is an order. There is a order of the work of the ram's horn. Because when through the simple acknowledgement that we are one with God in blood covenant with our whole being, it's the work of those who walk in sonship, crying out in the spirit of the adoption, Abba, Father. Just as Jesus projected the image in the names of God, it's the work of the believer. It's the work of the many members of the body of Christ to project the name and the image of who God is upon them and in them and through them. That's why the tabernacle of Moses had tent pegs that held down the fence or the structure, because the pegs represent the names of God, whether it's the outer court or whether it is the Holy of Holies in the holy place. There were even structures that were held down by tent pegs, or over the mind of God, which is the Holy of Holies, our Elohim. The tent pegs held down the mind of God to be revealed in the carrying of the ark, and even the pegs held down the holy place or the heart of God to reveal the head of Jesus in his earthly ministry in our heart. We are to carry the names and the revelation of who the fullness of God is, even through the names in our heart. So we are perfectly carrying the ram. Because the ram horn projects from the head. And that's why there's four horns on the altar of the incense. That's why there's four horns on the table of showbread. That's why there's four horns on the brazen laver. And I'll teach about that on the next time around, creating with God. But the highest work of intercession, the highest work of prayer, is not what you decree, not what you declare, not what you prophesy, not how you interpret a dream or say you had a dream or even a vision. It's not how you move in faith. It's not how you speak the word. It's not how you bear much of the fruits of the Spirit as we know it. It's how you carry the names and the images of God, which are the true portals and entrances of the kingdom, with your whole being. Because that is the armor of light. Now, next time around, we're going to get into some even more profound insights. And I've been teaching this for about 2 years behind the scenes. And we have a team that has been seasoned and trained on this and still hunger and thirst after more rest and righteousness, that are here to help anyone who says, I want to learn even more. And I love bringing this to you today. So in our last 30 seconds, wherever you're hearing this message from, click and subscribe. Click and follow the notifications. click and share this into your secret place today. Use that free register button. Steal away in the secret place. Amen.